Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 24, in Squiz Kids Today. First week jitters for Aussie Pollies. Utah's underground power station, the action hero in fake news foul-up, and Australia's top dog. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Do you remember your first day at school? Fresh new uniform, fresh new haircut. A slight jangling of the nerves as you entered a new school and a new classroom that you'd never been in before. Well, that's what many of our brand new federal politicians are experiencing this week as they spend the next fortnight in Canberra as the 48th Parliament of Australia begins. You remember back in May how Australia had a federal election? Kind of like a school captain's election, but on a much bigger, countrywide scale. Well, at that election, every community, every suburb, every electorate in the country chose someone to go to Canberra and represent them in federal parliament. And this week, federal parliament was opened by Squiz Kids friend, the Governor-General Sam Mostyn, and the serious business of running the country has once again gotten underway. And for the new politicians, the members of parliament who were elected for the first time at the election that's just passed, that meant taking the time on Tuesday to make what are called first speeches. A chance to introduce themselves and talk about what their plans and priorities will be. And if you're interested to learn more about how things work in Canberra, then hop on over to the Squiz Kids website and hop on in to our four-part podcast series, The Sensational World of Civics. It's your country and your parliament, after all. You should know how it works.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Utah, a state in the USA, where a great big drill has dug a great big hole deep into the Earth's crust to access a form of energy that could power the electricity for every home in the world. It's called geothermal energy. And it basically means using the heat that exists naturally deep beneath the Earth's surface to power generators up here on the ground that in turn create electricity. It's an example of what's called clean energy because it doesn't require the burning of fossil fuels to create it, so it's good for the environment. And there are clever scientists right here in Australia working on making geothermal energy an efficient way for us to keep the lights on. And next term, in a new Squiz Kids series called Planet Warriors, you'll learn a whole lot more about all of this.
Animal Kingdom.
It was a toss-up today when choosing stories for this segment, whether to go with the couple in Canada who scared off a grizzly bear while walking in the forest, or the border collie that's been named Top Dog in Australia. And because my dog is a border collie, and I reckon he is totally Australia's top dog, I've gone with the story about the pooch. Because taking out the title of top dog in this year's Australian Working Cattle Dog Championships held this week in Casino in country New South Wales was none other than tricolour border collie Eva from Queensland, who so impressed judges with her ability to round up mobs of cattle and guide them through an obstacle course that she beat 180 other dogs to win the title, a trophy, and also win $11,000 in prize money for her owner. Now, that's what I call a good dog.
News Hounds.
Every Thursday, Squizzy the Newshound sticks his snout into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And today, he's sniffed a fake to do with some of Hollywood's best known celebrities. Jason Statham is an action movie star known for movies like The Meg and Romeo and Juliet. You'd know his face if you saw him. So you can imagine how troubling it was for him to wake up last week and see Facebook posts claiming that he had died. Because that was news to him, because he was very much alive, and still is. And he wasn't the only one to be subject of a fake celebrity death online last week. America's Got Talent judge Simon Cowell suffered the same fate, with a post circulating on social media claiming that he had died, which he hadn't. Now, a good news hound like Squizzy knows to always stop, think, and check whenever we come across any piece of information on the internet. And a quick check of reliable sources of information would have quickly shown us that the death claims were untrue. So, why do people create and circulate them in the first place? Because they know people will click on the story and share the story without checking it first, and that will make more people click on it, and the more clicks that they get on a story like that, the more money they make. Making money out of lies. Squizzy does not approve. And remember, Squiz Kids' very own, very free media literacy resource for primary school kids is available via our website, squizkids.com.au. 4,500 classrooms around the country have already signed up to do it. Make sure you're amongst them.
Q&A call out.
Hands up if you've heard of a book called The 13-Story Treehouse. Then you probably also know the 26, 39, 52, and all the way up to 169-story treehouse books as well. And you quite possibly know the author Andy Griffiths. Well, Andy is a great friend of Squiz Kids, and on the occasion of the impending release of his new book, You and Me and the Peanut Butter Beast, Andy has bravely agreed to take the Squiz Kids hot seat and take part in another Squiz Kids Q&A. This is your chance to ask anything you want of one of the most popular and successful kids authors in Australia. How and where does he write? How does he come up with his kooky ideas? Who was his favourite author when he was your age? What's his favourite ever story in the treehouses and why? Does he have a pet? What does he do when he's not writing? Any question at all. And here's the fun part. The 10 best questions will win a copy of Andy's new book, and the best question, as judged by Andy, will win a double pass to see him in person, like IRL, at his Opera House show in Sydney in September. So, don't just sit there. Send in your questions already. Email them to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au, but make sure you do it before Tuesday, August 5.
Time for the Quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Is the new parliament that's just opened in Canberra the 45th, the 48th, or the 49th Australian parliament? Well done if you said 48th. Question number two. Eva, the top cattle-driving working dog in Australia, comes from which state? Yeah, that's right, she's from Queensland. Go the Maroons. Question number three. What do we call the form of clean energy that draws on the heat located beneath the surface of the Earth? Well done if you had your listening ears on and you said geothermal energy.
Yeah! Shout outs.
It's Thursday, July 24. Today is wildlife warrior Bindi Irwin's birthday, and it's also the birthday of pop singer J-Lo. Let's get loud. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Beth from Exeter, Travel from Maitland, Caitlin from Beaconsfield, Stella from Blackburn, and Flossie from Lobethal. And we're still working our way through the belated birthday shoutouts from the recent school holidays. So, to help us get through the very last of those, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's a happy belated birthday to Kai from Parapadu, Adam from Putnam, Ella from Beecroft, Evie from Randwick, Alex from Vermont South, Paloma from Exeter, Clarence from Dundas Valley, Tom from Seabrook, Chelsea, Miranda and Natalia from Curry Curry, Amelia from Castle Crag, Harper from Dudley, Eliza from Stirling, Krish and Ishan from Fig Tree, Caden from Hammond Park, Max from Beecroft and Alan from Maroubra and Beau from Palm Beach. Don't forget, classroom shoutouts will resume next week. So if you want one, get your teacher to submit a request for a classroom shoutout via the online link on our webpage or drop us an email at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz, your chance to prove who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.